We're getting set for a series opener here in Montgomery between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. First pitch scheduled for 6:35. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the many hot bats in the Shuckers lineup, Ethan Murray. Ethan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
How much fun has it been the last couple of days? The team's been playing well, and you've been swinging a hot bat.
I mean, it's just been loose coming right off the All-Star break. I feel like everybody's a little more refreshed. They got a fresh mind, fresh body. So, I mean, everybody's playing loose. We're having fun.
You talk about getting refreshed. You guys have played 3 games in the last 7 days. How weird has that been?
It's been weird. I mean, we're used to 6 and 7, so cut that in half. I mean, the body feels a lot better. Legs feel fresher. I feel like I'm bouncing around a little bit better. And I'm sure the other guys can attest. I mean, it's just a mental reset. It really is. I mean, it's much needed, especially when there's so many games. But I mean, it feels good.
How important is that rest? 4 days off right in the middle of a 138-game season?
I mean, it's clutch. Realistically speaking, like, it's hard to keep going. I mean, it is, just physically and mentally. So, I mean, some guys stayed in Biloxi. Some guys went home. Personally, I went home, got to relax a little bit, saw some family. I mean, it feels like you're breaking the season up into 2 bits. So it helps a lot.
What was your favorite thing to do going back home for the All-Star break?
Just hit up the local restaurants. I mean, got the family down from Virginia. My girlfriend's family was in town as well, so we all got to go out and enjoy some good food.
What was your favorite thing that you ate then during the All-Star break?
We went to Brewery Bavana, which is a spot in downtown Raleigh, and it's delicious as always. We get the same 3 to 4 things every time we go there, and it's undefeated.
That sounds a great way to spend the All-Star break.
It was much needed.
You said you had family come down from Virginia. You are from Crozet, Virginia, home to the high school baseball coach that you had was Billy Wagner. What was that like growing up?
I mean, it's unique. It's not every day you get to call a 13-year big leaguer your high school coach. I grew up around both of his younger kids, Will and Jeremy. Will's with the Astros. Jeremy's playing D1 ball at Towson now. And it really was a unique experience just because, I mean, he brought so many different viewpoints, so many different varying areas of expertise that, I mean, you really can't compare it to anything. Like, I was exposed to him when I was in Little League, playing with both of his sons, like I said. He was just always around me, always around the game. And I can just remember him getting back from, like, the tail end of his career. He'd come back from the season with stories, with tips, with things he heard from big leaguers. I mean, I was really lucky.
How much does that help you, being exposed to that as a young age? You go on and play at Duke and now here in Double A?
I mean, it paid dividends. It really did. Just, if I ever have a question about anything, I mean, he's an open book, and he's going to tell me truthfully, he's going to tell me honestly, and he's straight to the point. I mean, just expertise like that's invaluable, and it's really nice to know that he's always in my corner.
What's your favorite memory playing for Billy Wagner?
Favorite memory is winning the first state championship he's won in 2017. I think he started at my high school in 2013, I want to say, and just sort of built the program up from nowhere, pretty much. I mean, built a brand new field, a brand new facility. Like, he really did start a little dynasty there, and they're as competitive as any high school in Virginia. So winning that first state championship was by far my best memory, and all the running, endless amounts of running.
That was your favorite part?
It's one of the most memorable.
You grew up in rural Virginia, not close to any major league team, but how'd you get introduced into the game of baseball?
So before I moved to Virginia, actually, the first time I was introduced to it was by one of my neighbors when we were living in Southern Maryland. He came over and sort of explained it to me. I didn't really play anything until I got to Virginia. And I remember talking to my parents. It was like, I want to try baseball. And I was just hitting off the tee. I started really, really old for, like, I was a 7-year-old playing T-ball. So I didn't really get started in recreational organized baseball until a little bit later than some kids. So I started late.
Did that help you starting late, going on later in your career, being an older kid in T-ball, getting that experience a little bit more?
I mean, I think so. I think it was, I didn't really play organized sports, so I was a little bit behind in terms of the social curve, just I didn't have very many friends. We had just moved to Virginia. So, I mean, I was a little behind in that aspect, but at the same time, I was ahead physically, which I think gave me some reassurance that I felt like I was better than some of the kids I was playing against, maybe because they were 2 years younger than me. But at the same time, I think that helped me just with confidence and being able to socialize.
You talk about the social side of it. How important was rec sports to you growing up?
I mean, it was everything. Like, I'm the biggest proponent of playing recreational Legion baseball for as long as you can rather than travel ball. My best friends, my best baseball experiences have all been recreational baseball rather than travel ball. I mean, I'll go to the grave on that one.
Well, and everybody will never forget the days when you're sitting next to your buddy in English class telling him how you're going to go yard against him that night, and then you go yard against him that night.
Exactly. I mean, so many memories of that in elementary school and middle school, just best friends who would literally, like you said, we'd be in math class, and then 3 hours later, we're at the ball field playing against each other, having a good time laughing while we're standing, whatever it was, 56 feet apart.
Well, Ethan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35.